The Environmental Protection Agency said most states have detailed plans to cut pollution from runoff and sewage by 2025. Plans range from Pennsylvania's that may be too ambitious to New York's, which is still in the works. The District of Columbia is contending with an embarrassment of concrete federal buildings that push polluted runoff into bay tributaries. West Virginia and Maryland are on track, but Virginia was faulted for not having detailed plans. EPA Regional Administrator Sean Garvin said all are contending with a tough economy.
We all recognize the economic challenges, which is why this is, in essence, 15-year, 14-year effort in which we're looking at putting these practices into place. Virginia was a little less detailed than maybe Maryland was, and that was their prerogative. We just want to continue to work with them to make sure that what they've laid out is happening on the ground.
Virginia just budgeted $87 million that in part will be used for water quality improvement grants to localities for projects including updating sewage treatment facilities. Ann Jennings of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation said Virginia did a great job working with localities on their plans. However, they were not included with what was given to EPA.
In the end of the day, though, we were very concerned and rather disappointed that Virginia chose not to include those specific local plans in the report that they presented to the Environmental Protection Agency. We believe that local citizens need to understand what it is that their local government is needing to do and is committing to do in order to improve water quality.
For information on your locality's plan, go to cbf.org/TMDL. EPA plans to issue a report card that will reveal just which states are staying on their pollution diet. This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Reedville.